Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear!
Greetings, you lovely lot.
Greetings, legends.
It is I, Thomas.
It is I, Ben.
And it's me, Matthew.
Together we are Pappies, and this is another Flat Share Slam Down.
It is now, yeah. Let's all... This is a Flat Share Slam Down recorded. The reason Tom is so curious as to whether it is a Flat Share Slam Down is we're recording this intro before we've recorded the actual episode.
Yes.
Backstage, before... In fact, the guests haven't even arrived.
It's very much the pre-advocar phase.
Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, we're completely alcohol-free at this point.
We are 45 minutes... PA.
We are sober as of we left each other at midnight last night. We were pretty sloshed.
We were,
but
yeah.
We've sobered up now.
The Christmas drinking has begun, basically.
The Christmas season has begun for us. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is a fun episode, I imagine, because the guests are John Robbins and Ellis James.
Oh,
yeah.
Radio and podcasting royalty.
Absolutely, yeah.
And comedy royalty.
Comedy royalty.
But not actual royalty.
No, famously not actual royalty. No. Although one of them does love Queen.
That's very true.
So,
yes.
They're basically royalty. If they're going to get rid of the royals and replace them with John and Ellis, I think there'd be a lot of people very happy and a lot of people very, very unhappy. But that's sort of the way their career's going at the moment, isn't it?
On the up. Until the up today.
On the up and up and up. I reckon it's... this is a real step down for them. If you'd like to come and see Flat Share Slam Down in 2020...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Be fair in 2020, guys.
You really should.
If you'd like to come and see Flat Share Slam Down in 2020, then we have a show at the Moth Club.
Cool.
It's cool, man.
It's a cool place.
Hackney, baby.
It's on the 3rd of February. We would love to see you there. You can get tickets.
Yes.
You can get your tickets from acast.com/live.
Wowee.
Yeah.
We're going to be cool this year.
It might be acast.co.uk/live. I can't remember. But Basically, they'll be on our Twitter. We're going to be cool this year.
Yeah.
This is our thing. It
feels like we're becoming cool now.
Does it?
I don't know, mate.
I don't know which mirror you're looking in, mate. Some sort of funhouse mirror, I'd
we're
say.
We're in Hackney. We're calling them Tickats. We're cool.
Tickats was just a slip of the tongue.
Oh, I can see it though, can't I? With the Tickats. Little at symbol.
Oh, wow.
Tickats.
Yeah, it's fucking great, man.
Get your ass to the...
At
me with your ticks.
Cool.
Sure, it's very cool. So if you think this is so cool that you'd like to hear more of it, then A, keep listening, and B, join our Patreon, because in 2020, and we've already started doing this, every Thursday we're putting a new bonus episode out. We've been recording some of those. They're really fun. If you like the sort of silliness of House Meeting and Beef Brothers and this... They're kind of even sillier.
Yes.
They're even giddier.
Absolutely.
Than the ones we've done already. So just from the $5 and above on the Patreon, patreon.com/pappiesflatshare, will get you...
Double your workload. In a good way. That's not negative.
Double our workload. Double your fun.
Yes. But now it's time to feel festive.
It's time to feel festive.
I love the Christmas flat slam.
I love Christmas flat slam.
We all think this is going to be a belter.
We all think it's going to be a belter. You be the judge. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Tom, Ben.
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, my jolly little man?
You are a jolly little man.
Well, I love the new nickname. And I do feel very jolly today because it is Christmas, but one of you two has got to hang up the Christmas cards. We've got so many of them, like this one from friend of the show, Fern Brady.
Merry Christmas to Pappies. Even the missing member.
Maybe.
To talk about the missing
maybe.
Member.
Yeah. Maybe we'll pop that one in the recycling. But anyway, which one of you is going to hang up the cards, Tom?
Well, it's not going to be me because the last time I had an issue with something, I was working on a political campaign for Mr. Goodman, the Strictly Come Dancing judge.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And
topical.
Mr. Kilmer. the actor from Batman.
Okay, this is torn from today's pages.
And they wanted a poster made in the style of Barack Obama's famous painted poster.
Okay, yeah.
But they couldn't afford to put it on a truck, so I had to physically heave it around cities. I was the one left pushing the Len Val Hope. Pushing the envelope.
There was a real wave pushing there where people went, it can't be that, can it?
Pushing the envelope.
Clarky, what about you? I mean, literally
gaining a lot of traction.
Yeah. Literally anything you say will be fine.
Well, actually, you know, all the Christmas card industry is actually really detrimental to the environment.
Oh, yeah.
So I've decided I won't be doing them. I mean, I have still bought all the Christmas cards. I'm just going to burn them in the back garden.
Good. Good, cool. Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a And welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says Christmas on the streets of London, Christmas on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, the lead side streets that you slip down, the provincial towns you jog round. Hang the Christmas, hang the Christmas, hang the Christmas card. Hang the Christmas, hang the Christmas, hang the Christmas card. Hang the Christmas, hang the Christmas, hang the Christmas. Hang the Christmas, hang the Christmas, hang the Christmas. Christmas, hang the 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 Christmas cards. I'm Lieutenant Admiral Matthew Crosby. And while they're under my mistletoe, they'll be kissing my butt. Let's say hello to the tenants, Tom Parry and Ben Clark. So today we are working out who is going to hang the Christmas cards. In fact, let's open another one, this time from friend of the show, John Kearns.
Hello, Pappies. John Kearns here. Clarky, that's John Kearns. John Kearns. I see you most weeks down at Elmer's End for the football. Probably first time I met you, we're probably talking, I don't know, it's near a decade. But yeah, it's John Kearns, Clarky. John Kearns. Wishing you a Merry Christmas, boys. I hope Santa brings everything you ask for. And, you know, doing that John Kearns, Ben. Glasses, I wear like a wig and false teeth on stage. Critically acclaimed. Cash flow problems at the moment. Kearns, K-E-A-R-N-S. John, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Who was that?
So, just a little reminder, Clarky, now you might want to familiarise yourself with your teammate's name. While you do that, Tom, who have you brought along with you as your little helper?
Well, the Jamboree was in danger.
No!
Yes! We've been criticised for using Merry Christmas in just one language. English. If you hadn't guessed. So I decided to reach out to my most bilingual friend.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to say Diolch yn fawr.
Ooh.
And bore da. To Mr.
Good morning.
And indeed, Nosta.
Thank you, good morning and good night.
The old catchphrase. Thank you, good morning and good night. To my good friend, Mr. Ellis James.
Ellis James is here. Oh. Ellis, thank you for coming on the show and good morning. Are you a Christmassy kind of person? Do you enjoy Christmas?
Absolutely.
What kind of stuff do you get up to in the James household?
Well, what I like about it is that somebody else organises it.
Who's that? Santa.
Well, everyone else. So thanks, Rob. I've never really had a birthday party because that falls on myself to organise. Whereas Christmas, it just gets done around you.
This is why you're still yet to get married.
Yeah. 5 years we've been engaged now.
If someone else would just swoop in and do it all for you.
Yeah, I should outsource it, really, but I can't be arsed.
What do you like, though? What do you like people to organise for
well,
you?
What I like about Christmas is that it's for everyone, isn't it? So everybody gets involved. Whereas I actually don't like the attention of my birthday. Whereas with Christmas, okay. we're all singing Wizard. We're all singing Slade.
My dad does a thing where you go, "Happy birthday, Dad," and he goes, "And to you, son." You go, no. It's not how it works.
When it rolls around, sure.
But yeah, I mean, my Christmases are primarily, you know, Quality Street based.
Oh. This is a question. All right, do you want to rate the assortment boxes? What order do you think they go in?
Celebrations, Heroes, Quality Street, and Roses.
I would go Roses, in fact. Roses, Quality Street.
Roses first.
Roses first, Quality Street.
This is because you're a traditionalist, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not a fan of the new kids
then
on the block.
Then I'd go Celebrations, Miniature Heroes. Yeah. Then I'd actually, I'd, as a wild card, my Leicester in the title race, I'd go Chocolate Orange. and yeah.
That is not an assortment box, mate.
Yeah.
It's pretty isn't it?
It's not an assortment box, but it's in the assortment box area. Because every living room has a bit where the assortment boxes go, and that's where the chocolate orange will go. Yeah, and if you've got young children in the house, some matchmakers.
Yes, please.
This is interesting to me. You've got an area that you go to where you keep the assortment box, then you pass it around.
You've got to
get up out your fucking chair
It's underneath the nest of tables.
What?
And then the nuts and raisins and stuff go on top of the nest.
Because that's the healthy bit.
Yeah.
And is Nestor so tables your mum's table?
Yeah.
Ellis's mum is called Nestor. Just for the rest of
it. I mean, it speaks volumes about how many gigs she goes to that probably 80% of the audience got that.
Yeah.
I thought, so everyone did it. So what's everyone else doing? Passing around boxes?
Yeah, you pass.
You have to have a base for them.
Yeah.
They can't stay in HQ. Constant movement.
No.
Orbiting the earth.
No, I get them and I hop on my Segway and I'm just constantly moving around the house. If I'm tired, I pop them on top of a Roomba and they just travel around the room. It's not a bad system. Works for me anyway. Clarky, who have you brought along with you this week?
Speaking of good Segways.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I know you're killing time. What's his name?
I bought my very own Elf on the Shelf. It's John Robbins.
John Robbins is here.
Hello to you.
Oh, John, thank you and good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bonne guessai e bonne vigion.
Wow. That's ladies and gentlemen.
It's a bit...
Come on, mate, it's 2019.
Come on, guys. Yeah. How do you say gender is a construct in Welsh? So it's great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what is Christmas like in the Robbins household?
Well, as someone who produces a radio show with a man who likes to watch things organised around them, I sort of take a lead role in the Christmas organisation, Christmas rules.
Oh, great. What are the Christmas rules?
Shoes off at the door.
That's the house rules, surely. It's not just Christmas.
No, just Christmas.
Oh, really?
Because it's bloody at Christmas.
Put that on Santa's note.
Yeah. Shoes off
the roof.
Or no gifts.
Sure.
I have never put up any decorations. That's quite bleak, isn't it?
Yeah, I asked John this afternoon if he was going to put up a tree. And he said, "What's the point?
We'll be dead soon."
I think I've got some cards up from last year, so I'll use them again.
Do you not think it's fun to have a? You know, it's festive to have a Christmas tree. You know, to put your presents under a little focal point. Well, it's like the nest of tables in Ellis's house.
Well, I don't have a nest of tables because I'm not 80.
Sure. Oh, but come on, John. The stuff you've got in your house.
It's just got a lot everyone else has got. I've got a dining room table and a Freddie Mercury shrine.
Sure, exactly.
Is that where you keep the selection boxes?
I don't think I have any. So there's no one in my house apart from me and sometimes my fiancé.
Right.
So
sometimes no my fiancé.
Not my sometime fiancé. So my house is like the sort of decompression zone from all the other lovely houses.
John?
Yeah.
Have you just been released from prison?
Sadly, the prison he's in is his own mind, so he'll never be released. Well, we have met our contestants. We've met our contestants. I have to move the show on because it's getting too sad. Let's open another Christmas card. This one is from friend of the show, Phil Wang.
Hello, Pappies. It's Phil Wang here, wishing you three a merry, merry Christmas. Pappies, the original three wise men. Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast this year, and God bless. Unless you don't believe in God, in which case, God condemn. Condemn you and your filthy, godless kin. All the best for 2020. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really Christmassy after that. Yes. Let's play round one.
Yes!
Mrs. Claus, don't you sometimes wish we could press pause? It's Christmas time once more, and Rudolph's waiting for me at the door. I'm flying over the rooftops, they hear sleigh bells ringing. Such joy. But you need much more than just a toy. Tell me, Santa, dear, are you happy bringing Christmas cheer?
Still quite sad.
It's gonna be the show. And your ho-ho-ho sounds so hollow. I'm freezing. Your grotto's got so cold when you're missing. I'm here. But every old tide you'll not be near. I married Chris Kringle. He turned into Santa.
Not saying that was a long jingle, but Robbins has sobered up.
I'm going to play that at my next Christmas party.
This is very, very good. So this round is called Sing a Song of Seasons. We all love a Christmas song, especially around this time of year. There are hundreds of them. Spaniel in the Manger, Please Let Me Peek Inside Your Robe, St. Nick, and of course, my favourite, Santa or Shipman. So... to grandma brackets. So it seems a little unfair that the other seasons don't seem to get a look in. Why has Shaken Stevens pulled Christmas tight to his bosom and left St. Swithin's Day out in the cold? Well, this game attempts to redress the balance. I'm going to give our panellists a popular holiday and I would like them to sing about it to the tune of a famous Christmas song. I'll award points out of 10 for how well on this most crispy of days. Robbins is looking excited already. How well on this most Christmassy of days you conjure up the feeling of a completely different season. And to help us with this round, please welcome on the piano, Martin White Christmas.
Yes.
Here he is, everybody. Thank you, Martin. So, Ben, we'll start with you. Now, I would like you to tell us all about Easter to the tune of Slade's Merry Christmas, Everybody.
Oh, there's not a lot of prep, is there?
No. No.
Have I missed an email? This sounds very hard. Is this podcast being released to the general public?
When you hear Ben and Tom do it, you won't feel quite so tense. This is that, are you hanging up your stockings on the wall?
Ah, that's the one.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So, okay, so we're going to start with you, Ben.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Are you hanging up Jesus too?
Ellis, you clearly want to make an interjection here. What's going on in your mind?
There's no way he improvised that. No chance. And I know I now sound like my dad in front of Have I Got News For You every Friday for the last 25 years. There's no bloody way Paul Merton is that quick. No one on earth is that witty that they can just go off on one like that about the news. But there's no way. You've been thinking about this since the summer, I reckon.
You thought he improvised one line, then rode the laughter till the... Here it is, fucking Easter. That's hardly Paul Merton. Ellis, luckily enough, you're up next. Now...
Can we have total silence, please?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I picked Silent Night for Ellis. I thought I'd give you a nice slow one. Silent Night. And please put us in the mood. Yeah, do you want to... Would you like to hear us starting? Okay, now...
Silent.
Okay, if you want to sing the actual Silent Night first, just to get yourself in there, more than welcome to. No, you're going to put us in the mood for Pancake Day.
Okay.
Okay.
Robbins has just folded his arms in contempt.
Wednesday doesn't count the moments surprisingly cheap.
There is no way he came up with that on the spot.
Yeah. No one is that quick. No one is that quick.
No one is that high pitch.
Wait, I've just realised I didn't give Clarkie any points for his... But I'll give you both your points now. So Clarkey, absolutely fantastic. I'm going to give you 9 out of 10 points for that. Thanks, now, mate. Ellis, absolutely. But I'll tell you one thing. That was the falsetto was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't make out a single word.
I think that was the tactic.
Yeah. It was really impressive. But I mean, I'm going to give you 8 out of 10
right.
For the gorgeous.
Frightened of people playing with the form. Are you mad?
Just frightened of a load of dogs arriving is what I'm frightened about.
Very emotional.
It was very emotional, wasn't it? It was very emotional. Now, speaking of emotion, John, you old romantic, tell us about Valentine's Day, please, to the tune of Wizards' I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
When the love man brings a day, when the love man brings a day, it's a day of love. Get some Johnny's and a meal. It brings the day and the Johnny's and the meal. Go to a Pizza Express, get vouchers for a deal.
Go up. You have to go down from there. Has he heard the song?
Yeah, blame Martin, yeah.
And then you make love.
You never outside. Heard this song before.
Do the chorus, mates.
Which bit is the chorus? I'm sweating. I've painted myself into a corner here. Wish she could have sex outside of Pizza Express, but in a shelter such as a tent, so as not to cause distress. I wish we could have sex outside Pizza Express and get your back.
Was that the Prince Andrew version?
I should have chucked in a Woking reference. Oh. Sorry, I didn't intend to go down such a tawdry route.
No.
But you know what it's like when the melody lays the road.
I can't give you anything less than a full 10 points for that. That was amazing.
Yes.
Oh. 10 points for get your bell end out at Sexmas. Found the level, yeah. Have we?
Get your bell end out at Sexmas. I'm getting a fucking tattoo of that. Okay.
Well, also, I actually think Valentine's Day is about affection as much as sex. Sorry.
You know, that's good. Did you know Ellis had a romance night recently with his partner where they watched an episode of Chernobyl and went to bed? Because you've got to keep it fresh.
You've got to keep it fresh. Yeah. An extra half point to Ellis. So Tom, we're going to end the round with you. Now, I would like you to spook the bejesus out of us by singing about Halloween to the tune of Fairy Tale of New York.
Was Halloween's, babe. I'm dressed as a pirate. I've drank a litre of rum and fucked a skeleton. Now I'm trick or treat. I've got no shoes on my feet. I'm scared of everything, but mostly loving you.
Oh, I've got a bag full of sweets. You're no trick or treat. Get off my doorstep.
You look like Johnny Depp. I'm angry on this. In the mist. Happy Halloween, baby. I've got the pumpkin. The pumpkin lanterns were lit, and everyone was having a scary time. And on Halloween, we all drank some blood taste wine.
Guys, after the show, can we all get together and drink some blood taste wine?
I love a blood.
So close to the line.
I love a blood. I love a blood taste wine right about now. Yeah, Barry, that was very, very strong. Ellis,
bit annoyed that I said that Clarkey couldn't have improvised his.
No.
That was the only one that was more in tune than the original.
Well, it would be churlish of me not to give you a full 11 points there, I think. I'm going to give you an extra 11. Can we hear... do you remember any of it? But can we hear that line again? I'm scared of everything, but especially loving you. Is that what it was? It got fucking deep, man.
It's quite emotional.
Listen, you could go round to Robbins's now.
All I'm saying is, instead of like, I don't know what your situation is. I don't know if you're seeing a therapist, but I would say see Martin White for an hour a week, and you'll work out all your problems. Just get him playing. You just start singing. It'll all fall away. So huge thanks, of course, to Martin White Christmas on the piano. Don't go too far, Martin. Don't go too far. Producer Emma, at the end of that round, could you please tell us the scores?
So Tom and Ellis, 19.5. Oh. Ben and John, 19.
Oh!
Oh, that crucial extra half point.
So Tom and Ellis are in the lead. There's a special treat for them. Let's open another Christmas card. This one is from friend of the show, Lou Sanders.
I'm not going to say Pappy's Christmas because I bet everyone said that. But I will say happy Christmas, and I really mean that. Okay, I was going to play the piano, but I've never learnt.
She never learned.
Lovely bit of music.
And neither do we. Let's play Flat Games.
Yes. Let's play together. Games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Use your toll. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Frankincense and myrrh. Listen to that.
Merry Christmas.
The spirit of Christmas right
there. Merry Christmas to all our listeners. Thank you so much. That really warmed our cockles. This is our version of the Christmas pudding game, which we are calling Chris Must Put In.
What's the Christmas pudding game?
You know when you put coins in a Christmas pudding and whoever gets the coins gets to keep the coin?
My stepdad's...
Whoever swallows the coin goes to hospital. Yeah.
My stepdad's cleaner once made him a Christmas pudding for Christmas and she put a battery in it.
Is that to try and get it to light up?
One of those big sort of, you know, ones that you put in like scales, like those big flat ones. I think her eyesight was going, but it was there.
Hold on. Did she also put a load in the bottom of his stocking as well? Was he in prison?
No.
So it's called Chris Must Put In. I'm going to ask our teams to play out a festive scene with each of them playing a different famous person called Chris. At the end of each...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
This is pure flat slang. Because acting out... A slang term for acting out is put in.
Well, we're going to put the Chris into the scene.
Chris, oh, yeah, yeah.
Chris must be put into the scene. Hence the...
Beautiful.
Hence
sounds less sexual now than I'd imagined at the start.
Oh, we're all going to fuck each other at the end as well.
Oh, God.
Ellis and Tom, those are your Chris's. And your scene is from Charles Dickens... No, my apologies. That's the next one. Your scene is from The Nativity.
Famously written by
Charles Dickens. It's the angel visiting the shepherds. Now, who'd like to be... I mean, I'm assuming, Ellis, you'll be shepherds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
He could be Jesse Grist.
Who's Jesse Grist? Jesus
Christ, have you learned Welsh without me know it? That's Jesus Christ.
I just thought you were slurring your words.
Yeah. Wait, Jesus Christ in Wales is called Jesse Grist?
Jesse Grist, yeah.
You've got a different word for almost everything. it's just
crazy.
It's absolutely bonkers. You guys just don't know when to quit, do you? Okay, so you're the shepherd, Tom. Yeah, you're the angel, and you've got your Chris's right there.
Okay.
Off you go.
Hey, man! Hey!
Hello!
Hey!
Hello!
Look, man!
What?
Look at the stars!
Yeah, I've got to be honest, I can't see it!
No, look!
I don't know where it is, I'm sorry, I know I should be able to see it, but I can't see it!
Look at the stars!
It's brilliant, though!
Look how they shine for you! Not just, and for all the things that you do! Yellow.
A lot of people are asking me what I should be able to see, but I've got to be honest, I haven't looked round. I know there's something I should have seen, but I can't see it.
You're probably just experiencing a rush of blood to the head, man. I'm bringing you some great news.
Yeah.
Great news. I'm not going to be travelling around the world anymore. I'm just going to be staying here, man. I want to tell you something, Chris.
Yeah.
Kamara.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus is born unto us a stable.
Yeah.
Under some clocks.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got jaundice, so he looks yellow.
He looks yellow. Yeah. You don't have to be a scientist to know he's the Messiah.
You can tell Tom fell away after the first couple of albums.
I'm being told the Christmas message by Chris Martin.
Chris Martin and Chris Kamara. Oh. So that's... That is 5 points each for getting your correct Chris's, and out of 10 for the scene, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10 for the scene there. 6 out of 10.
Oh, that hesitation was devastating.
Yeah, I know, sorry. I was going to go 7, but... didn't. So, next up, we have Ben and John. Your scene is from Charles Dickens. We know Charles Dickens from, obviously, me saying it earlier on. It's from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, and it's Scrooge being visited by Marley's ghost. Who would you like to be?
I think I'll be Marley's ghost.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm Scrooge.
I actually busy throwing a Christmas party for one. But I have to admit, I'm not 100% sure who the person on my bit of paper is, so I'm just going to have to vibe it.
Sure. I love a vibe.
Love a vibe.
Off we go.
Hey, man! This is going to be really uncomfortable.
By the way, you don't have to do an impression. You have to tell them who they are.
Oh, okay. Well...
What?
I know you are.
Yeah, I should say that. But
But
basically, you just through verbal clues give the person,
sure,
rather than doing an impression, because you're absolutely right. Sorry, I crucially
that's all right.
That's a detail I left out of here. But yes,
I was actually doing an impression of Chris Kamara, which is a very
what, so we don't do an impression.
Well, you can.
No, you can.
You can.
But
it's more about what you're saying.
Yeah.
Are you Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Okay. It was okay to go in early wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? You saved us all some effort. So now you can play the actual ghost of Jacob Marley.
Ooh.
Yep. And in fact, I tell you what, do Bob Marley. Do the actual ghost of Jacob Marley, and John, you remain as your Chris.
Absolutely.
Oh, Scrooge, you have been bad.
Well.
You need to change your ways. I think that's the kind of thing I said.
When you say change my ways,
yes.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here, has my body been too bootylicious for you, baby?
I'm afraid you've gone to the wrong limb.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
We may be here for some time.
Well,
if it wasn't my body that was bootylicious for you, baby, that's certainly the genre in which that I might live in that realm.
Well,
but perhaps not in that.
Well,
I didn't think this would be your...
We're not going to score high.
Well,
on
hang
the
on
scene.
And stick with the scene because okay. Something Whoa. Might turn up.
What a fucking mess.
Why have I been singing and dancing and being involved in pop music too much?
Yes, yes.
You're regretting only giving us 6.5, aren't you now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were.
Have you
so
seen?
You were so small, you were shrunk down into a bottle at some point.
Don't know.
Were you that one?
Don't know who that is. Are you familiar with? Was it the time I was in a Werner Herzog film that the first word of which sounds a bit like part of my surname? Was that what I did wrong?
That is a really deep cut, and I don't think that's
Grizzly Man.
Any idea who it is?
I'm going to go with Christina Aguilera.
You're absolutely correct. Yes.
Because it was spot on. Did she not do...
No, that was Destiny's Child.
And she's not in that.
No, no, Beyonce, Kelly and Michelle.
So what does she... What's she done?
She's basically
a
like...
A genie in a bottle.
How can I sum her up? She's like Pop's Freddie Mercury in a way, you know. Amazing range.
Fine. I'll check her out.
It's a really great time to get into the music of Christina Aguilera. She's... I think 2020 might be her year.
Is she dead?
No, she got... No, she's...
I wish I was.
She's not like Freddie in that respect. She's just got a very good voice. But she was famous in the 90s, a bit more so than she is now. That's sort of what we were going with that. So...
Did they get any points?
Do they get any points?
Great question.
Very good point. They get 10 points for getting each other's Chris's, and I think for the scene...
A solid 20.
No way, mate. 3? Seems fair. Okay.
I'll take 3.
Ellis and Tom, I'd like you to give us a scene from A Christmas Carol again. This is Scrooge being visited by the ghost of Christmas past. You've got your Chris's there. Who'd like to be who?
I'll be the ghost of Christmas past.
Right, and I'm Scrooge.
Okay, off you go.
Scrooge! Scrooge!
Yes.
You need to follow me. Oh. We're going on a great journey.
Oh, I can't be bothered because I'm too happy having my bum hit with a big whip.
Oh!
No!
Ellis, you can't do it yourself.
Follow me! Through the mist, we're going on a journey.
Oh, why?
I hope there'll be somebody on the other side, but I'm not so sure yet.
Just, I don't care about the Christmas past. Just blimmin' tickle me and then slap me and have sex with me for ages. Oh, God. Why do we do S&M in an accessible way?
No, because...
That might sell millions of copies if you wrote it down.
No, follow me through the mist, over the ocean.
Oh, I don't... Oh,
maybe a journey into the past, but maybe a journey just to somewhere new.
Oh, but I'm not bothered
by the United past. There's different states. The past has many different states.
Oh, I'm not bothered by the past. I'm just interested in having a big climax with...
I know, you're very sexy, Scrooge. But listen...
Oh, am I going to guess yours as well?
Yeah,
shit.
We're doing a bit of both, aren't we?
Sorry, I forgot. Sorry, I was too busy thinking about sex.
Yes. come with me on this journey into the past, or maybe your past, but also a nation's future.
Chris Akabusi. You know Chris Coleman, are you?
How many guesses do they get? Because he needs to get Ellis soon or I'll be sick.
Okay. Okay, do you have any idea who each other are?
The woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, you're very, very close. I'm going to give
Christian Grey.
Yes, there we go, yes.
The character from 50 Shades of Grey.
There you go. I'll give you 4 of your 5 points then for that. Ellis, any idea? Because I know you weren't really paying any attention. Well, I like the way you think as well. Christian Grey just can't be bothered to do anything else apart from be whipped. I can't be bothered. Just shove this dildo up my arsehole and let's be done with it.
I haven't read the book. So
No.
I just know it's a very sexy book.
It's a very sexy book, but also quite a lazy book as well, yeah. Famously. So, any idea who Tom was being there?
No, I've got no idea at all.
I'll throw it over to the other team.
Past, future states. That was the sort that of was, the vibe.
Yeah, they're all key. Think of the past, think of states. Any idea who it
I
could be?
I thought I was doing a good bit of work there.
You were doing
Christopher Columbus.
Absolutely correct. 5 points to John Robbins there. But because I enjoyed the scene so much, mainly for Ellis's portrayal of Christian Grey.
It was an interesting scene, wasn't it?
It was a very interesting scene. I'm going to give you 9 out of 10 for the scene there. Fantastic. Final one here. Tom, Ben and John, your scene is Joseph asking the innkeeper for a place to stay. You've got your Chris's. Who would like to be Joseph? Who would like to be the innkeeper?
I would like to be the innkeeper, please.
Then I will also like to be the innkeeper.
Okay. So we've got here two innkeepers asking each other if they're having a busy time around the Christmas period. Let's see it. Two innkeepers.
Hi, how are you doing?
You know what? This Christmas period, I'm just done with it. I just want to get onto Boxing Day, you know?
Yeah, it's been tricky for me as well because a spaceman came travelling along
fuck
way
me!
From here. 5,000 miles and I knew it was here.
Mate, I am not lispling to you.
Well, that's a shame you don't listen to me because I've got this amazing story. There was this lady, and she came around all dolled up to the nines. She was in this red dress, and I said, "I have never seen you looking." I'm also into wine. I do wine YouTube videos. I don't know if you're interested in much wine. And there's a hilarious interview with me in the Independent where I keep touching the interviewer's leg and give her a tip about how to get toothpaste out of a toothpaste tube when you think you can't get any more toothpaste out of a toothpaste tube. You are...
Not a great clue, that one.
Very specific, but not a great clue, no.
Are you Chris Rea?
Are you high?
Can I buzz in? We can stay.
Yeah, Clarkie, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to. I will throw it open to the other team. Any ideas?
Christaberg.
It's Christaberg, famously Christaberg. Clarkie, mate.
It's good.
So sorry, John is furious. But John, any idea who Clarkie was trying to be?
Yes, it was Chris Eubank.
It was Chris Eubank. So 5 points to Tom. 5 points to John. And,
well, at least we've come out as friends. That's the main thing.
And for the scene, 7 points. So, producer Emma, I know there's a bit of math you have to do there. I'll give you a second. Producer Emma.
I can lend you some albums. Get Into the Light and get Spanish Train and other songs. Then get The Best Of, then get Live from Dublin. And then maybe get... Man on the Line. No, don't get that. But just get those four
I've
albums.
I've got the scores.
Really all right, yeah.
Underrated.
John, just listen to The Road to Hell. It's a banger.
Driving Home for Christmas. That's another good one as well.
Very festive.
Yeah, very festive.
Very good driving songs.
Emma, can you please tell us the scores at the end of that round?
Yeah. So, Ben and John.
Hi.
49. Tom and Ellis.
53.5. Oh, it's
Nip and Tuck. Everything to play for, I would say. Let's have another card. This one is from friend of the show, James Acaster.
Oh, Pat.
Wait, stop that one
Christmas.
Second. Someone go, no.
No.
Because it is. Let's hear it.
Oh, Pappies. A Merry Christmas to you all. I can't think of three boys who deserve a Merry Christmas more than the three of you. I bet if Santa does exist and has a naughty and nice list, you'll be on both. Merry Christmas. From James Acaster.
That's quite sexy, wasn't it?
Well, here's the thing. James sent us a second card. This is completely true. Immediately after sending the first card, to clarify something about his first card. Let's open that card now.
In my previous message where I said Happy Christmas to Pappies, I would like to make it crystal clear I was not, I repeat, not wanking.
He thinks the lady protests too much.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyway, speaking of jerky, it's time for Beef Brothers!
Oh!
Well, if you've got a problem, call it a problem! If you've got a problem, call it a beef! If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you! Beef Brothers sorting out your beef!
Or turkey, yes, it's Beef Brothers Turkey Edition, where each December we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. In fact, a festive beef. So this one comes from a Christian. Very apropos for this time of year.
Oh.
Christian is in the audience, and he writes, "Many, many, many years ago, I ate my sister's Christmas selection box.
Ooh.
She reminds me of this every year. I was young, foolish, greedy. I regret my actions and have bought her many replacements over the years. Should she be instructed to let the matter drop?" Tom and Ellis, you are on Christian's side.
Yeah.
Ben and John, you are on the side of the sister. Oh, you don't have to give us a name. Can we get a name of the sister?
Gabby.
Okay, you're on Gabby's side. But before all of that, does anyone have any questions for Christian? Firstly, I think the key question is, what selection box was it? And where does it come in the order of the four selection boxes that we talked about earlier on?
It was stocking shaped and it had a sort of string mesh on it. I don't think they still do those.
Remember those? Yeah. And you ate the entire thing yourself?
No, I colluded with my older brother.
Right. And does Gabby? So Gabby brings this up every Christmas. She says, "Remember that year when you and the other guy?" Yeah, I'm sure he didn't call the other guy.
He's called Daniel.
Daniel, you and Daniel got together. You ate my chocolates. Did you leave any at all? You didn't just leave one to go. Like, we haven't eaten them all.
We did eat them all.
You ate them all. Wow.
How old was Gabby when it happened?
I think she was 4.
Oh! Lots of luck, guys.
Hang on, wait. How old were you?
7.
A mere child.
Okay.
That's conjecture. You can save that for your argument, mate.
Also a mere child. How old was this Daniel?
8.
Fuck me. Practically an adult.
The villain of the piece. Any questions from this side?
When was the selection box gifted to Gabby, please?
Christmas Day.
And when
was it? Christmas Day in the morning?
On Christmas Day.
Was it kept on the nest of tables?
Excuse me, it's our witness.
Yeah, let John ask his question.
At what point was the selection box consumed?
Fuck you, mate.
Wait, listen. You're in contempt of court now.
No. I move to have that stricken from the record.
You can't, that's not how it works. You can't say fuck you and think it's stricken from the record.
Saying.
There's a reason you spent so much time doing bird, mate. Right.
At what time of day approximately was the selection box consumed?
Time of day, I wouldn't know, but I think it was early January. we waited, but
it was
interesting development.
So clearly we're talking about a selection box that wasn't really in much demand. A selection box.
Again, that's conjecture.
A selection box that could easily have gone to waste. A selection box that I'm sure a lot of other children would like to eat before it went out of date.
What? I think John's making our argument for us.
John, you're on the wrong side, I think, for that. You're on Gabby's side.
Yeah,
she ate the collection box.
No, she didn't.
John,
as I've already struck a fuck you from the record. Anything you'd like stricken from the record at this stage?
To be honest.
So we're on his side.
Well, he's clearly an idiot.
No, you're on his side.
John's confused.
Ben,
on his
Ben
side.
And John, you are on the side of Gabby, who had her selection box eaten.
Yes.
Because it was about to go out of date.
Yeah.
Could we have a moment with our client, please?
I don't think Gabby is here at the moment, but you can have a moment chatting to each other.
Oh, yeah, we're with Gabby.
That's not going to help.
We would like to make a plea.
it's unprecedented. We've never had it be
done before. But it's, I mean,
what's your
what sentence is Gabby looking at?
This is not how it works. This is, you've got this whole system bugaboo. You can't go, what are we looking at? In which case, if it's bad, we'll make a plea. That's not how it works. You make the judgment.
Do you know what? If this is British justice in the 21st century, you're welcome to it.
Have you ever stolen anything before?
It wasn't him that stole it, it was Gabby.
No!
John, I'm sorry I have to do this, but I'm taking your avocado away.
Yeah. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
It's ironic because we're advocating.
John is anyway. Thick.
And so is avocado.
Question for the witness. How old is Gabby now?
Gabby is 47.
Okay. 47.
And she...
can't react like that to an age.
Whoa!
Well, I think they're reacting to the fact that this took place in the 70s.
You bought us several boxes to apologise.
Over the years, yeah.
Over the years. And she still won't let it go. Can I ask about the motivation of the day that the event took place? Daniel led
I think
you
the
to
motivation was it.
It was a three-day week. They didn't have enough light to eat their selection boxes. The bins were piling up in the streets. Britain needed a leader.
And borrowed beddies.
And in this void, beddies. 8-year-old Daniel stood up and said, "Me and you, dude." Was there any kind of motivation?
Yeah, it was just weird that there was still chocolate in the house into early January and we couldn't deal with it.
And this 4-year-old, she's too young.
Yeah,
she's
she wasn't
too
bothered.
Thick. She doesn't understand what's going on. She needed someone to eat the chocolate for her.
Okay, this all feels like conjecture, but you know what? I think this might be an open, close, shut briefcase. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to start with Ellis. Now, Ellis, you have a minute to begin your case for the prosecution.
Oh, picture the scene. It's winter. It's Christmas 1975. Gabby's 4 years old. She's upset that a selection box has been in. Of course she is. That said, she's now 47. She needs to fucking get over it. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. She'll be dead soon. That's the thing. She's 47. Life is too short. Go out there. Do a bungee jump. Grab life by the hand. Stop going on about this minor transgression from a previous millennium. It's 40 years ago. For God's sake, Mike Yarwood was on telly when this happened. Morecambe and Wise preparing their Christmas special. Britain was different then. Climate change was even called that. It was called something else. It was called, that's the point I'm trying to make. Global warming, whatever. So in conclusion, Gabby's pathetic. She's sad and old and I hate it.
Yeah. A very strong argument there.
Yeah.
Very strong argument.
Lovely little climate change subplot there. Yeah. No one was expecting.
No one was expecting Thurnberg to show up. But we enjoyed it very much. John, would you like to open the case for the defence? Your minute begins now.
Well, this is a very complex issue, see, because I was Minister for Technology in 1974.
Aaron Hodgson, is that you?
We just got... No, I won't be shouting. We just got out of the Heath administration and children were desperate for food and we were trying to put it back on their tables to save them from the disgrace that became... Mrs. Thatcher, obviously, came in 1979. So you could understand when you had stories of children eating selection boxes because they were going hungry. And this goes back further, you see. A lot of these young people don't remember. This goes back to the Chartists, you know, the suffragettes. And Blair took the UN treaty and he tore it up. Because what he did was a war crime. I mean, it was absolutely... It was. What the BBC won't let me read out is the number for the Palestinian
Where were these skills in the last round?
That is your time, John Robbins, everybody. Christian, my good friend, are you still there?
I'm here.
How do you think it's going so far?
Broadly fine.
The reviews are in, guys. The reviews are in.
Broadly fine in 2020. I love it.
5 stars, iTunes.
So, Tom, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. Now, are you going to do it as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a defence lawyer from the North Pole, Mr. Santor Stantus.
Santos! Oh my goodness. Santor Stantus presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the North Pole! Look at you there. A lot of you there. Inuits. That's right. Round here, we're a small town, surrounded by snow. Those them there lawyers there from the main continents of the world, they've come up here and they're using their big words and their fancy impressions. Kind of gets me thinking about a story. Reminds me of a man that lived round here, went by the name of Tony Snow. You remember him? Anyway, Tony Snow got lost one night coming home from the snow shop where we buy our snow. Got a bit cold, looked over into the field. What's that over there? Reindeer, he thought to himself. Perfect. Nature's blankets. You know the old, you've all seen The Revenant. When you're home, you're walking home from the pub, you get a bit chilly. You pop a reindeer open, don't you? He popped into the field and opened up an old reindeer and popped him on his shoulders. Cut a long story short, it was Prancer. Little did he know, he had stumbled into the Father Christmas's garden and opened up Prancer. One of the big guys, one of the big guns. Well, Tony Snow thinks I'm fucked here. God, I got to get out of here. Never heard from him again. Never heard from him again. But did Santa forgive and forget? No. And to this day, Tony Snow remains on the naughty list. And if he returns to the North Pole, he's a dead man. The defence rests.
Well,
Your
there
Honor.
We go, Fanshawe. Santa. What was your name again?
Santor Standard.
Santor Standard, well, of course. There we go, presiding and providing. Ben, you're going to conclude the case for the defence.
Oh, yeah.
Your minute begins now.
Well, guys, listen, man, it's simple.
Which 70s politician is this?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen. We all have demonstrated that we know a lot about the past. But I'm not going to do that. Not because I don't know about it, because I don't want to. But I'm also playing the character right now of a politician from the past. See if you can guess it. That's right, I'm Margaret Thatcher.
What a way to win the crowd over.
But listen, look, the main thing is, guys, it's the age-old thing.
This is
from the words of Margaret Thatcher herself.
Maggie Thatcher, selection box snatcher.
And just like that, that was better than anything I would have said.
Thank you very much, Ben. Thanks. Thanks so much to both teams there. Now I can't adjudicate Turkey Brothers as I'm...
The lady's not for turning. Should have said that.
Sure. Now, I cannot adjudicate Turkey Brothers as I'm too busy with all my voluntary work this time of year, which I like to do. I like to do my voluntary work. And please hold your applause. I don't do it for the adulation. I do it because I truly believe in the spirit of the Brexit Party. So instead, I call upon our live Pleasance audience. If you think Ellis and Fanshawe and therefore Christian is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. But if you side with Gabby and Ben and John, applaud now. It has to go. Congratulations, Christian. It has to go to you. Well done. Folks, it is almost time for the quickfire round, the final round of the show. But let's first open a card from friend of the show, Ben Partridge of the Beef and Dairy Network.
This is Benjamin Partridge wishing you a very happy Christmas and a happy new year and a happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa too. Sometimes people call it Yuletide. The Americans call it the holidays for some reason. It's a war on Christmas. Also, happy Winterval. And happy Chinese New Year, even though that's in January. Not forgetting the winter solstice. Okay, I'll stop now. Happy Christmas, everyone at Pappy's.
That's great.
So,
I've just realised how long it seems when it's someone else's voice. It goes on for
tortuous,
ages.
It's tortuous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And that was shorter than most of yours. So if anyone, by the way, if anyone is playing Quickfire Round Jingleageddon this Christmas, don't worry, that one doesn't count. But this one does.
This is the Quickfire Round. It's the round that goes really quickly. But never at Christmas, because we do the 12 days of quickfire. So let's not waste any time, because it lasts for ages. Let's just get on with it. The quickfire round.
Fucking hell! I'm very proud of you guys. Is you right? Okay, so... it's time for our 12 days of Quickfiremas.
Perhaps
we should explain what just happened. We were thinking we should get on with it. Cause here's the thing, the round gets really long. Every answer has to be based on the 12 days of Christmas. So we didn't want to waste any time. We thought we'd get on with it pronto. Get straight into it. Let's not muck about. But before we start, let's just make sure we all know what's going on. The 12 days of Christmas, well, let me think, what are they? There's a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, it's a beaut.
There's French hens and lords a-leaping, and dancers and swans and goose. In fact, when you think about it, it's quite a strange song. Anyway, you don't need to hear this, because you'll hear it all in a minute. So enjoy our festive quickfire round. Here it is, the quickfire. It's quickfire!
Merry Christmas, Tom. Merry Christmas, Ben. Okay, folks, it is time for our 12 days of Quickfiremas. And by the way, I love it when people get competitive. As soon as Robbins realised that's what was happening, he started writing down the list of... got to write partridge in a pear tree. But it's fine, I'll tell you them.
I did that too, but I only got as far as the partridge in a pear tree.
That's going to be the first one. So please welcome back for our 12 days of Quickfiremas, Martin White Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
So, here's how it works. All of the answers have a vague assonance with the classic Christmas song.
Vague. I love the fact we've had to put in vague.
Vague assonance, yeah.
The Trade Descriptions Act.
Someone on Twitter tweeted us and said, it wouldn't be Christmas without vague assonance. But he's right. So they have a vague assonance with the classic Christmas song, The 12 Days of Christmas. If you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. In fact, shout out ho, 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 and then your first name, please. So, Tom and Ellis, let's hear that first.
Ho, 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 Tom.
Ho, 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 Ellis.
Ho, 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 John.
Ho, 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 Ben.
Off we go. We're starting with a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, here we go. Nigel from the Brexit Party sank his teeth into the bassist from the Beatles.
Ho, 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 Ellis.
Yes.
Paul McCartney.
Okay, you've got half of it.
Ho, 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 John.
Okay, I'll give you half a point there, John.
A fascist in Paul McCartney.
Oh, Tom. Ho, 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 Ben. Ben.
A Farage bit Paul McCartney.
It is Farage bit Paul McCartney. Let's see it up there. This was two turtle doves. We. Thank you. We prepared a lot of sandwiches for Dappy to Lisa and Phaser.
A lovely reference.
Gorgeous reference, straight out of today's
papers. Say again.
We prepared a lot of sandwiches for Dappy to Lisa and Phaser. It's two turtle doves.
Tom, ho ho, Tom.
Ho ho, Tom.
Food for N-dubs.
Correct. Food for N-dubs and Farage bit Paul McCartney. This is three French hens. The guys who sang, Oh, bless your hands, are hanging out with their pals. So it's the guys who sang, Open your ears, on my own, run your fingers through
ho,
my
ho, ho, John.
Soul.
Ho, 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 John.
Ho, ho, John.
Reef with friends.
I'll give it you. It's reef and friends. Food
For M-Dubs and Farage Pip or McCartney.
Or Calling Birds.
It would have actually helped me to have written down my age memoir. You said I wouldn't need it, but you do actually need
it. Okay, well, tell you what. Four Calling Birds. You can write it down now. Four Calling Birds.
I actually wrote down Reef with Friends, but thought, that's too shit. I thought, no way. No way.
That's because it's Reef and Friends.
Right, yeah.
Reef with Friends.
Think of the vague assonance, mate.
Yes.
Gotta be vague.
Which one's this again?
What's that?
Which one's this?
This is Four Calling Birds. And this, by the way, is...
This is vague, baby.
This is
no, that's what I call vague.
It gets vaguer later on, but this is really
it gets Lou vaguer later.
Okay, it gets absolutely it gets so oh yeah. This is Mambo number four Calling Birds. This is what you might say if you fancied Linda Robson's co-star from Birds of a Feather. This is what you might say if you fancied Linda Robson's co-star from Birds of a Feather.
Okay.
Okay, Ellis.
Ho, 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 Ellis.
Ho, ho, Ellis, yeah?
Surely not.
But Ellis, can I just say, I'll just stop you right there before you give the answer.
Surely think, not, what I'm
about
to say.
Every time you think surely not, remember it's us and just go, it must be.
Is it vague assonance?
Is it
ho 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 John?
No. You can't
say ho 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 Ellis.
He did. I did.
He said ho Ellis.
Fuck off.
It's the right answer.
It can't be for Pauline Quirk.
It can be. Let's do it, guys. For Pauline Quirk. Friend, food for M-Dubs and Farage Pip, Paul McCartney. Five gold rings, this is a big one here, guys. Oof. Throw those curtains wide for the singer from Elbow.
Ho ho, Tom.
Ho ho, Tom.
Guy Garvey.
You've got the wrong chip.
Guy Garvey.
Food for M-Dubs and Farage Pip, Paul McCartney.
Six geese are laying if you're writing it down. Mr. Knowles from DIY SOS's warm fluffy jacket is coming apart at the seams.
Whoa, 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 go again.
Ho, 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 John.
John.
Nick's fleece are fraying. Oh!
Nick's fleece is fraying!
Go with it.
Nick's fleece is fraying. Guy Garvey. For Pauline Quirk, Reef and Friends, food for M-Dubs and Farage Pip, Paul McCartney.
Quick question.
Always.
Tom just said, just don't think about it, just go for it.
Yeah.
Do you lose anything if you make a suggestion and it's wrong? Do we lose anything?
Yeah, dignity.
I was going to say.
No, but then also, if you get the right answer,
you don't win anything.
Yeah. So no, absolutely. If you've got any wrong suggestions, we will embrace them and use them next year. So this is for Seven Swans Are Swimming. Okay. Seven Swans Are Swimming. This is a nice one, this one, okay? Mr. Le Bon's baked goods with jam and cream mean I'm not hungry anymore. Mr. Le Bon's baked goods with jam and cream mean I'm not hungry anymore. Mr. Le Bon.
Sorry.
What's the last bit?
Mean I'm not hungry anymore. I'm no longer hungry after eating Mr. Le Bon's baked goods with jam and cream.
Oh, ho, 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 John.
John.
Simon's scones are slimming.
Oh, so
hello, Tom.
So close, but I'm going to give you half a point for that.
Simon's scones are filling.
Yes. Simon's scones are filling. Nick's freeze is playing. Guy Garvey.
To get to Simon.
Yeah.
You said Le Bon.
Mr. Le Bon, yeah, yeah.
And to think they didn't put this on telly. He hasn't been in the charts for 40 years.
Listen!
He just writes motorbikes.
Who would you have done? Cowell.
Yes.
You fucking populist. Kowtowing.
Simon Fowler from Ocean Colour Scene.
Oh, yes!
Now we're okay, talking.
He's already in the third one.
He's on the bill at Reef and Friends. Come on!
Simon Amstel? Simon Armitage? The sort of poet?
Yeah, let's do Simon. I tell you what, should I do it again?
Yeah, I tell you what, one of our guests listing famous Simons is really going to get us on telly.
This is Eight Maids are Milking. Anyway, here we go. Eight maids are Milking.
What's the tune for it? Is it
Eight are Milking? Okay. I mean,
say
it
for all of them, Ellis.
The tune's hardly the
problem. Sorry, is it Eight Maids?
Teddy Hitler's pals are turning from ice into water. Eddie Hitler's pals are turning from ice into water. Any ideas?
Great. Ho, 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 John.
Ho, John.
Great mates are melting. It is, because that is a quote from Bottom. So help me God.
Yeah, you're, I'm gonna
great mates, eight maids. Yeah. Great mates. These are our great mates.
Yes. I'm going to give you a point for that, but it's because you're so close. But think of who plays Eddie Hitler.
AIDS mates are melting.
That's incorrect. AIDS mates are melting.
Seven songs are filling. Nick Freeze is praying.
I just apologise. I got slightly aggressive there.
No.
Because I knew it was a Bottom reference. So in the thinking, I put a lot of pressure on myself when I came up with what I believe was a deep cut. I really needed.
You got the point.
But I got it. I was pretty forceful.
Yeah. No. You know what? You were as near as damn it. I gave you the point. And I feel.
I asked John once if he liked new comedy, any new comedy, and he said no because I'd rather watch Bottom for the 50th time.
That's a good point. It's very strong.
That's another listener lost from battles.
Yep. Nine Ladies Dancing. Here we go. The director of Pearl Harbor, Bad Boys, Armageddon and Transformers is going forwards.
So Tom, ho, ho, ho.
Tom, ho, 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 yes.
Michael Bay's advancing.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. Eight
mates are melting. Silent scones are filling. Neat's fleece is fraying. Guy Garvin. Four pulling quirks. Three fans. Two and for Archbishop McCartney.
Four pulling quirk is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh my goodness, it's a strong one, isn't it?
It's top draw.
Speaking of strong, this is Ten Lords are Leaping here. Here we go, Ten Lords are Leaping. The comedian with the tickling stick is tending to his hive.
Oh, ho, 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 Ellis.
Ho, ho, Ellis.
Ken Dodd's beekeeping.
Ken Dodd's beekeeping.
Wallop!
Here we go, guys.
Wallop!
Ken
Dodd's beekeeping. Simon's scones are filling. Nick's fleece is gray. Guy Garvin. Four pulling work. Reef and friends. Food for Edmund. And for Archbishop Paul McCartney.
I like it.
Yeah. Ellis, you like it?
But this is sloppy.
If you think this is sloppy... There's not even vague assonance in the next one. But it's a reference I enjoy so much. Okay, here we go. We're going for 11 Pipers Piping.
Tough. Tough one.
Oh. Yeah.
Not easy.
I tell you what, guys, get ready for a shocker. If I die before I wake, at least up there I can skate.
Tom! Tom! Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, Tom.
Heaven is a
half-pipe. Oh! If I die before I wake, at least in heaven I can skate.
Finally, the cutting edge of Radio X.
Now on earth I can do jack without the man upon my back.
Where can we get half back?
Oh, strong stuff from Pappies as always. Heaven is a half pipe.
Ken Dodd's be keeping Michael Bay's advancing. Simon Scott's are filling Nick's fleeces free. Four polyquirk reef and friends, food for end ups, and for us, Paul McCartney.
Just looking at Ellis's face reminded me of the first time you came on Flatshare Slamdown. It was at the Soho Theatre.
With Paul F. Tompkins.
With Paul F. Tompkins. It was a really fun episode. But very early on, you said, you criticised one of our jokes. And you said, I've clearly been trying too hard. And I was immediately transported back when I saw your expression again. This is 12 Drummers Drumming, guys.
I mean, I'm looking at them. I don't know where to start.
Here we go. 12 Drummers Drumming. The high street lingerie and sex toy emporium is enduring poor conditions. The high street sex...
Ho, 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 John.
Yes?
And summer slumming.
Oh, my God, John Robbins! Okay, guys, this is the final one. Here we go.
Let's take it home, everyone.
Let's take it home, guys.
And summer slumming, heaven is a half pipe. Ken Dodd's be keeping Michael Bay's advancing. AIDS mates are melting. Siren scones are filling. Nick's fleece is frayed.
The game, but it's not quite the end of the show. Before we find out the final scores, Ellis and John, would you like to plug anything to our listeners at home and the audience here?
I've got nothing to do.
No. If anything, I need some work. Yeah. I mean, my I do a football podcast.
We're both available for voiceovers. One of us does bilingual voiceovers. I won't say which one that is. You'll find out once the money's been paid. But in fairness, the one that doesn't will give it a bloody good go. Yeah. Using Google Translate, which I won't charge extra for.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, apart from that, sitting. Ellis is bringing up his kids.
Yeah. If anyone needs work as a night nanny, we're looking for that. But no.
I need a window cleaner.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing to plug. If anything, I'd like.
You can clean, John. You can travel to Amersham to clean that. Windows. You could be a night nanny as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd like the company, if anything. If anyone likes.
Yeah, the night nanny's not for the kids. They sleep perfectly.
Yeah.
For Ellis.
Yeah, we'll stay up late watching YouTube, just chilling out. They can stand on the front step and smoke fags if they want. I don't mind.
I tell you what I do need. I need a sort of a mid-range SUV, maybe with about 30,000 miles on the clock, between £7,000 and £9,000. If
okay.
You're selling one, get in touch on Twitter with pics, and if possible, FSH.
I quite enjoy performing stand-up, but I cannot be asked to write a new show. So if there are any like shy comedy writers,
Clarky,
yeah. I don't like the idea of actually getting up on stage. I'll perform practically anything.
As you've demonstrated. As
yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming on the show. Thank you all for coming along tonight. If you are fans of the show and you'd like to join our Patreon, every Thursday there's going to be a new bonus episode in 2020. So bonus episodes of House Meeting yep. and Beef Brothers Cold Cut.
And also there's a new thing for 2020. Every time a new Patreon joins, an angel gets their wings.
Yes. That's very
it's really nice.
So that is patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Our next show is at the Moth Club on February the 3rd.
Tickets trendy.
Very trendy Moth Club.
Hackney.
Tickets are available from acast.com/live.
Vegan also, fried chicken just across the road.
Tom will be there before the show and after the show. So if you'd like to leave us a review, 5 stars on iTunes would always hit the spot. Producer Emma, let's hear the final scores. I've got no idea where this is going to go.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Ben and John, 50.
Okay.
It's never good if you're going first.
It'd be a miracle, right? It'd be a Christmas miracle.
Okay, Ben and John, yeah.
Should we do Tom and Ellis first then?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. I tell you what,
before the scores, big round of applause for producer Emma.
Emma Corsham, everybody. Bam, bam, bam.
What a job.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks.
That's
yeah,
a total
cheers,
pleasure.
Thanks.
Yeah,
cool.
The editing that Emma has to do, she has to listen to our voices so
too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Too much. Too much. Ben and John, what do they get?
54.5.
54.5, okay. Decent.
It's not enough.
I reckon we're going to win.
Tom and Ellis.
61.
Oh! So, Ben and John have to hang the cards whilst Tom and Ellis get a hangover from Epicar. Thanks to our guests, Ellis James and John Robbins. We've been Pappy's.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Flatshare Slam Down.
Happy Christmas!
Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests, Ellis James and John Robbins. It also featured Martin White on the piano. It was devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker and produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Ryan and everyone at the Pleasance for having us. And finally, a massive thanks to all our guests this year. Stay tuned for more festive messages at the end of the show. Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down is a secret news production for Acast and the internet. Merry Christmas. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hello, Pappy's boys. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on your podcast. Goodbye.
Hey, guys. It's Adam Hess here. Do you want to say Merry Christmas? And, yeah, sorry for being slow on WhatsApp. But, yeah, I'm probably going to spend it with my family this year. Thanks for the offer, though. But hope, yeah, hope you guys find something to do. So yeah, have a go and see you later.
Hello, this is Susie Ruffle. I would like to wish Pappy's a very Merry Christmas. They're very funny boys and they're also very nice. You heard it here first.
Baby, can you say Happy Christmas to Pappy's? Will you say Happy Christmas? Baby, will you say Happy Christmas?
Yeah.
No? Baba? Say Happy Christmas. Yeah, Baba, can you say Happy Christmas? Yeah. Is that funny? Papa, say Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Hello, Josh Whittacombe here. I just wanted to say Happy Christmas to all three of you. Happy Christmas, Matthew, Ben, and Happy Christmas, Pappies. Have a great new year, and I will see you soon.
12, massive content, 11, attempts to write this, 10, the effort I'm putting in, 9, no in German, 8, yes, I have thanks, 7, year of the Pappy's nomination, 6, members of Pappy's times 2, 5 star reviews, 4 more seconds of this song, 3 nice older men, 2 episodes I've actually listened to, and a sense of seasonal ennui. Merry Christmas from Amy Annette.
Ho, ho, ho. It's your favourite ho, Aisling B here, wishing you, the fans of Poopy's Voon Club, a wonderful Christmas, and indeed my beautiful boys, Matthew, Tom and Ben, the loveliest of Christmases, and a happy new year.
You know what I love? I love poppies, but you know what I love more? How when you change that sweet, sweet vowel, you get something that's altogether a little bit more special. Pappy's, the best of all the peas. Have a great, great Christmas, guys. Your podcast is my favourite comedy podcast, and it was our favourite one to come on. It was the best. Happy Christmas from everyone here at Nobody Panic Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast as well, please.
Hello, it's Laura Lux here. My dearest Pappies, Merry Christmas. I hope you have a lovely, lovely time, and thank you very much for my gift. I mean, I didn't foresee you posting me a life-size cardboard cutout of each of you naked, but it's what I've got now, and I'm so glad to have it. So thank you. Thank you very much. On another note, if anybody's looking to buy a life-size cardboard cutout of naked Pappies, let me know. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Hello. Hello. This is Alistair Green wishing Pappies Merry Christmas. Will that do?
Hello, Pappy pals. It's me, Brona C. Titley, your favourite Beef Brothers guest of all time. I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, you filthy, dirty, grimy, greasy, murky, nasty, foul, dungy, grubby, lousy, mucky, sooty, slimy, unwashed animals.
Hello, Pappies. It's Ed Gamble here. I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and to let you know that you are all the stars on top of my tree.
Matthew, Tom and Ben from Pappies. This is Steve Dunn. I hope you guys are having a lovely Christmas period. I loved being on your podcast. It was the highlight of my year. That's not true, actually. I had a baby. It was the second best thing I did this year. And I hope you, and you're going to like this. This is very clever. I hope you have a bit of beef on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas, Matthew, Ben and Tom. Happy Christmas to you. Just keep doing what you're doing, guys. Big fan of the podcast. Thanks for having me on it. It's Annie McGraw, by the way. Season's greetings. Pappies. Bye.
Hi, Pappies. It's Rose Johnson here, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Pappy New Year. Ho, ho, ho. Bye.
Hello, it's Amelia, the girl from Chicken Shop Date, wishing Pappies a very Merry Christmas.
Hey, to all the Pappies boys and all the Pappies listeners, this is Darren Harriet, Houseshare crackhead apologist. Just wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And good news, I am moving out. Yes, your podcast was kind of like an intervention almost. I had a lot of messages and I made a decision to move. So I leave next week. So before the end of the year, I am out. I will have my own fridge. No crazy fights, no crazy crackheads. Now that I think about it, I'm worried it's going to be quite a boring living on my own. But you know what? I can't wait. Anyway, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and thanks again for having me. Wishing you all the best for 2020.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.